Welcome to Hope is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and I want to talk to you today about God is with you in the suffering. God is with you in the suffering. So I heard my hero Wayne Smith say many, many years ago, God had only one son without sin, no son without sorrow. And unfortunately, suffering quite often causes sorrow, and I know a lot of you are hurting. In my 20-plus years of ministry now, I've never seen so many people going through such challenging seasons of life and suffering, but I'm so thankful to know that we don't suffer alone, and I hope you'll be encouraged by today's 14-minute program, and we're going to be hanging out in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 through 25, so you got your Bible or Bible app, you can turn to that. It says, for God called you to do good, even if it means suffering, just as Christ suffered for you. Jesus is your example, and you must follow in his steps. He never sinned, nor ever deceived anyone. He did not retaliate when he was insulted, nor threaten revenge when he suffered. He left his case in the hands of God, who always judges fairly. Jesus personally carried our sins in his body on the cross so that we can be dead to sin and live for what is right. By his wounds, you are healed. Once you were like sheep who wandered away, but now you have turned to your shepherd, the guardian of your souls. I love that last part there in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 25. Now you have turned to your shepherd, the guardian of your souls. Friends, that's why Jesus went through all the suffering. Obviously, first and foremost, he took on all our sins so that we would not be separated from God anymore, but also because he is our guardian. He is our protector. Jesus is your provider. And friends, I've seen him do it over and over in my life again, and I want to encourage you today that you may not feel like anybody is guarding your soul, protecting you, helping to provide for you. But I want you to know that Jesus cares and he hurts because you hurt, and that he is your protector. He is your provider. He loves you. He cares for you, and he hurts when you hurt. And that's why being a follower of Jesus is really quite simple for me. Doesn't mean it's always easy, okay? As far as, you know, making decisions and that honor God when my flesh doesn't want to do that, or because of the suffering we go through. But it's not complicated, I guess, is a better way to say it. Not always easy, but it's not complicated. And yet in our suffering, the enemy I have found in my life, at least, maybe you can relate to this today, when I go through suffering, just wants me to doubt, does God really care? And is he even there? And maybe that's where you're at today. You're saying, you know what, God, do you even care? And are you even there? I feel like my calls or my prayers are just like calls going to voicemail, or you're not responding to my texts for help, my emails for prayer, you know, whatever form of communication that you use quite often today. You're just like, God, do you care? And are you even there? And friends, I want to encourage you today and remind you and let you know that God does care, and he is there, and he's with you in the suffering that you're going through in this season of life. And my good friend Jennifer Schindler, who probably will be in heaven by the time you hear this program, unless a miracle happens, but she's been walking in the gates of heaven with stage 4 cancer over the past few weeks, and I remember when I talked with her, had her as a guest at Gardenside Christian Church where I pastor, and just said, are you bitter at God? Are you angry at God because of this suffering that you're going through? And, you know, leaving 4 children behind, 19, the oldest, and 12, the youngest. And she said, obviously, you know, my kids, yes, absolutely, I'm going to miss them and disappointed, but how could I be angry at God about the suffering? And we had a big wooden cross on our stage. And she said, but she pointed towards the cross and she said, why should I think that I should be immune to suffering when all the suffering that Jesus went through? And I just sat there and just thought, wow, You hear people say that, you know, or I've read it before, but to be sitting 2 feet from somebody and having watched them live that out over the past couple of years, just it so resonated in my spirit that, you know what, Jesus did suffer. So it says here in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21, for God called you to do good, even if it means suffering. And the ripples that Jennifer Schindler has made with her one and only life is just, I mean, I'll never forget her. I will never forget her because she walked with grace and humility and tremendous faith right up to the very end. And so just like it says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21, even it means suffering, just as Christ suffered for you. He is your example, and you must follow in his steps. And that's what Jennifer did. And I'm just so thankful that, you know, she fought the good fight. She kept the faith. And she entered heaven, and great is her reward. And I want to honor Jennifer with my one and only life. I want to have faith like she did. I want to have courage like she did. I want to have peace like she did. She sang a beautiful rendition of It Is Well With My Soul. And it just the joy that came out of her is she didn't have any hair because of the cancer treatments. And she just sang it still with all her passion and her voice. It was like an angel. There wasn't a dry eye in the house. And when I reshared that recently on my personal Facebook page, had over 5,000 views after a couple of weeks. Hadn't even been a couple of weeks. I'm sorry, probably maybe a week by now. And just so many people were blessed by it. Just one, her beautiful voice. But she's saying, no, it is well with my soul, even though I'm walking through the gates of heaven at stage four cancer at the age of 49, I believe. So I'm so thankful that Jesus modeled how we are to handle suffering. Thank you, Jennifer, that you did. And I want to share three things that I've learned from this passage of Scripture. And it's so powerful, and I need to be reminded of when I'm suffering so maybe I can handle suffering better, because it really causes your faith. You have to be mature in your faith, and you have to choose to be a person of faith to handle suffering like Jesus did. But three things I want to share with you today in the short time we have left. Number one, Jesus didn't sin or he didn't deceive anyone. Say it again. Jesus, when he was suffering, he still did not sin or deceive anyone. It tells us there in verse 22 in 1 Peter chapter 2. Jesus never sinned nor deceived anyone. Friends, I love to make excuses when I'm suffering for being grouchy, being short, being angry with somebody, not being patient. And yet Jesus didn't do that. And I know I'm speaking to somebody today that you're in a season of suffering. And as I shared that, the Holy Spirit just convicted you, didn't condemn you. There is a difference in condemnation and conviction, right? But convicted you like, you know, even though I am going through some suffering, I really have been kind of short with my spouse or my significant other, with my children, my coworker, my neighbors, my siblings, my close friends. I mean, you know, it just, it's okay. Conviction helps us realize, you know what, I need to change this. And I pray today, you say, you know what, Jesus, man, I don't feel good. I'm suffering. My heart hurts. My physical body hurts. But you know what, I don't want to sin. I don't want to be angry. I don't want to be ugly, say words to people just because I'm suffering. And I don't want to deceive anybody just because I feel like, you know what, I deserve this because I'm going through a season of suffering. So you're never more like Jesus when you're going through a season of suffering, yet you don't sin or deceive anyone. A second thing that Jesus did that can help be a model for us when we're suffering is he didn't retaliate or threaten anyone. I mean, think about that. You know, Jesus could have called 10,000 angels down and just totally destroyed the Romans, okay, the army. And yet, tells us in verse 23 of 1 Peter chapter 2, Jesus did not retaliate when he was insulted, nor threaten revenge when he suffered. You know, friends, our world, man, it's really gotten bad, it seems like, over the past couple years since COVID, that people just, if you don't agree with them, man, they want to retaliate, and just it's gotten so ugly with so many people. And You're never more like Jesus when you don't retaliate when somebody acts ugly towards you. I heard, I think it was John Maxwell say many, many years ago, if somebody's acting ugly on the outside, it's because they're hurting on the inside. So friends, just maybe you need to extend grace to somebody, and even though you want to retaliate and get your verbal, you know, joust in because you've been kind of poked and kind of stung by somebody's unkind words, Jesus could have easily retaliated with his words or even with the angels, but he didn't retaliate. He didn't threaten anyone. And so I just want to encourage you today to say, you know, Lord, even though it hurts and, man, I've been insulted and it's painful, I'm going to be like Jesus. I'm not going to retaliate when I'm insulted or threat revenge when I'm suffering, but I'm going to do what Jesus did. And that's the third point that I want to share with you on how Jesus modeled how we are to handle suffering. I love in the last part there, verse 23, he simply says, he left his case in the hands of God. And right now, today, maybe that's what you need to do. Just say, God, I don't understand the suffering I'm having to go through, whether it's physically like cancer, like my precious friend Jennifer Schindler went through, or if it's just maybe just some persecution at work. That, you know what, God, I'm just going to leave it in your hands, because you also say that you're the one that judges fairly. You know, Romans chapter 12, verses 17 through 21 says, never pay back evil with more evil. Do things in such a way that everyone can see you are honorable. And do all that you can to live with peace with everyone. Say that again. Romans chapter 12, verses 17 and 18. Never pay back evil with more evil. Do things in such a way that everyone can see that you are honorable. Do all that you can to live in peace with everyone. And when you're suffering, friends, I know that's really, really hard, but Jesus once again modeled that. Goes on to say in verses 19 through 21 in Romans chapter 12, dear friends, never take revenge. Leave that to the righteous anger of God. For the scriptures say, I will take revenge. I will pay them back, says the Lord. Instead, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals of shame on their heads. So today, don't let evil conquer you, but conquer evil by doing good. So friends, I want to encourage you today as we wrap up this program on God is with you in suffering. To number one, be like Jesus. He modeled the perfect way on how we're supposed to handle suffering. Number one, he didn't sin or deceive anyone. Number two, he didn't retaliate or threaten anyone. And number three, he left it in God's hands. So I want to encourage you to read 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 through 25, and Romans chapter 12, verses 17 through 21. I know that you will be blessed by reading those today. If you've been blessed by this program, I want to encourage you to share a podcast of this radio program, or share if you listen to the podcast. You can go to our website, hopeisheretoday.org. That's hopeisheretoday.org. Also, we're available on all the platforms where you listen to your favorite podcast. We're out of time, but hope you see you tomorrow. My name's Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Sometimes ordinary tasks can become extraordinary feats. That's why there's the Joint Chiropractic to keep you moving. What life does to your body, we undo. Chiropractic is more than a solution for your back pain. It's key to a healthy and active life. Find your relief from everyday life and beyond at the Joint Chiropractic in Tate's Creek Center. No appointments or insurance necessary. Open nights and weekends. Wellness starts here. For additional information, visit thejoint.com/15002.